everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. This is episode 73. Your new life will cost you your old identity. Welcome back to Metanoia Madness, the space where we don't just talk about growth. We live it. We wrestle with it. We breathe through it. I'm your host, Nicholas, and today I want to open with a question that's been sitting heavy on my heart. What are you willing to let go of in order to become who you're meant to be? Because here's something we don't talk about enough. We all say we want a new life, a new chapter, a fresh start. We dream of the vision. We journal about the goals. We manifest the future. But when that future starts to call us forward, it doesn't just ask us what we want. It asks us, what are we willing to release? And that's where things get real, because every new life costs something. And more often than not, what it costs is the identity we've been holding on to, the version of us that kept us safe, that helped us survive, that made sense in the old season, but it doesn't fit where we're going now. I've been living through this lately in ways that are both beautiful and hard. The shedding of patterns, roles, and stories that once felt like home, but now feel like walls. And I'll be honest with you, it's uncomfortable. Because letting go of who you've been isn't just about change, it's about grief. It's about standing in the gap between who you were and who you're becoming, and holding steady while the old falls away and the new is still taking shape. Today's episode is for anyone standing in that gap, anyone who can feel a pull toward a new life, but who's also feeling the weight of what it asks you to leave behind. Because stepping into the new version of you isn't just about what you gain, it's about what you're brave enough to release. And the sooner we name that, the sooner we stop resisting it. The sooner we stop seeing the shedding as failure and start seeing it as a part of the becoming. So if you're ready, let's get into it. We don't always realize how much comfort we've built around who we've been. How much safety we've wrapped around the version of ourselves that once helped us survive. Because identity, it isn't just who we are. It's who we learn to be in response to the world around us. The overachiever, the caretaker, the peacekeeper. The one who stays quiet to avoid conflict. The one who hustles for worth. The one who stays small to stay safe. These identities don't form by accident. They formed because at some point they worked. They kept us connected to the people we needed. They helped us belong to the spaces we had access to. They helped us feel a little more safe in environments that might have not made space for our full truth. And so over time, we didn't just wear the identity. We became attached to it. We started to believe that's who we are. And here's where the challenge begins. Because when the pull toward a new life starts to rise, when the next version of you starts to call, that old identity doesn't just quietly step aside. It clings. It whispers, but this is who you've always been. This is who people expect. This is what keeps you safe. And it's tempting, isn't it? To stay in what's familiar. To stay in what people praise, even though it no longer feels true. To stay in what's predictable because stepping out of it means stepping into the unknown. But here's what we often don't see right away. That old identity, it's no longer protection, it's limitation. What once felt like armor is now a cage. What once felt like belonging is now a box. And as long as we stay there, as long as we cling to the comfort of who we were, we can't fully step into what we're meant to become. Because the new life, the aligned life, the life you're calling in, doesn't fit inside the identity that was built on survival. That's not to shame the old identity. It got you here. It helped you through. It served a purpose. But the purpose has been fulfilled, and now it's asking to be released. So as we move deeper into this conversation, I want you to hold the truth gently. Your old identity isn't the enemy, but it is the cost. And your job now isn't to hate it or fight it. Your job is to honor it and let go. Nobody really prepares us for that part. The part where growth feels less like an exciting new beginning and more like a quiet goodbye. Where stepping into your new life means mourning the version of you who kept things safe, who kept things familiar, who made sense in a world that asked you to shrink. Because here's the thing, even when you choose to grow, even when you know it's time, there's loss in letting go. You're not just releasing an identity, you're releasing the roles, the stories, the patterns that you wrapped around yourself like armor. You're releasing the relationships that only worked because of that identity. You're releasing the sense of certainty that came from knowing exactly who you were, even if that version of you wasn't the full truth. And that release, it hurts. It's disorienting. It's lonely at times. Because the old you, the version of you that learned how to survive, found a way to navigate the world, to belong, to be seen, to stay safe. And when you let that go, there's a space that opens up. A space where the old story no longer fits, but the new one hasn't fully formed yet. That's where the grief lives, in that space in between. In that moment where you're not who you were, but you're not yet who you're becoming. And if you're in that space right now, if you feel like you're floating between identities, if you feel untethered, uncertain, raw, you're not broken. You're in a transition. And transition always carries grief. Because you're mourning what felt safe. Even if it wasn't fully you, you're mourning the comfort of the predictability. Even if it came at the cost of your truth. You're mourning the roles you played, the masks you wore, the parts of yourself you outgrew. I remember standing in that place myself. The moments where I knew the next chapter was calling, but I felt paralyzed by what it meant to leave the last one behind. The moments where I questioned if I was making a mistake, if maybe the old identity, the old patterns, the old roles weren't so bad after all, because at least they were familiar. At least I knew how to move in that world. But the truth is, familiar isn't the same as right. And safety built on self-abandonment isn't safety at all. So let yourself grieve. Let yourself mourn who you've been, because that grief, it means you're doing the real work. The work of honoring the old identity for what it gave you and releasing it because it's time. Let yourself cry for the parts of you that protected your heart. Let yourself feel ache for leaving behind the roles that helped you belong. Let yourself sit in the discomfort of the in-between, because on the other side of that grief is the new you, the truer you. The version of you who no longer needs to perform or pretend or play small. And that version of you, they're worth the goodbye. There's a truth we all have to face at some point on this journey. Growth costs something. It always does. But here's the part that's easy to forget when you're standing at the edge of change. Staying small costs something too. And sometimes that cost is even higher. So when you start to feel the pull to expand, to step into a new version of yourself, to live a life that actually fits who you're becoming, there's this temptation to hesitate, to tell yourself you'll do it later, to tell yourself you need a little more time, a little more clarity, a little more certainty, because expansion feels risky. It feels vulnerable. It asks you to let go of the familiar without a guarantee of what comes next. And so it's easy to convince yourself that staying small, staying where you are, staying in what's known, that's the safer choice. That's the easier path. But is it really? Because here's what I've learned and lived. Staying small comes with its own price. The price of feeling trapped in a version of your life that doesn't reflect who you really are anymore. The price of waking up each day knowing that you're capable of more, but choosing less because it feels comfortable. The price of slowly dimming your own light just to stay inside the lines that someone else drew for you. Or that you drew for yourself a long time ago when you didn't know any better. And over time, that cost adds up. It shows up as resentment toward yourself, toward others, toward the life you've outgrown. It shows up as regret. These quiet moments where you wonder what you could have been if you'd been braver. It shows up as restlessness. The sense that no matter how much you try to make peace with the smallness, something in you keeps knocking, asking for more. On the other hand, there's the cost of expanding. Expansion asks you to leave the safety of what's familiar. It asks you to risk being misunderstood. It asks you to risk being seen, really seen. And that's terrifying when you've spent years building an identity around staying hidden, staying agreeable, staying manageable. Expansion will test your relationships. Not everyone will clap for your growth. Not everyone will understand why you're changing. Some will feel threatened by the version of you who no longer fits inside the box they were comfortable with. Expansion will bring uncertainty. You won't have all the answers right away. You'll stumble, you'll question yourself. You'll always have days where you want to run back to the comfort of smallness, just for a moment of relief. But here's the thing. The cost of expansion, that's the price of freedom. That's the price of authenticity. That's the price of stepping into the life that actually belongs to you. Not the one who was shaped by fear or approval seeking or survival mode. So you have to ask yourself, which cost are you willing to carry? Because both paths require something of you. Staying small will cost you your aliveness. Expanding will cost you your comfort. But only one of those paths leads to a life you're here to live. Only one of those paths leads to a version of you who looks in the mirror and finally recognizes what they see. And here's the most important part. You don't have to feel ready to choose expansion. You don't have to feel certain. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to be willing. Willing to trade what's familiar for what's true. Willing to trade what's safe for what's real. Willing to trade smallness for wholeness, even when it scares you. Because the life you want, it exists on the other side of that willingness. There's a part that we don't always talk about. Stepping into the new life isn't just about leaving the old one behind. It's about becoming the person who can actually hold that new life as well. Because here's what happens so often. We dream of the vision. We write it down. We manifest it. We set the intentions. But when the opportunities come, when the doors open, when the alignment starts showing up, we freeze. Because the version of us that asked for that life isn't always the version of us that feels ready to live it. And that's not failure. That's the work. The work is becoming the person who can say yes to what you once only dreamed of. The work is becoming the person who no longer second guesses the worthiness that's always been yours. The work is becoming the person who stops waiting to feel ready and starts choosing to act from readiness, even in the face of fear. And becoming that version of you, it doesn't happen all at once. It's not a light switch you flip or a single breakthrough that changes everything. It's a daily, moment-by-moment choice. It's saying yes to the opportunities that scare you, the ones that ask you to be seen, to take up space, to lead, to receive. It's saying no to the patterns that kept you small, the overthinking, the perfectionism, the need for approval, the roles that kept you safe but stuck. It's standing in the discomfort of the stretch, because that's where growth lives. And I want to be real about this. Becoming that version of you will feel awkward at first. It will feel unfamiliar. It will feel like you're wearing shoes that don't quite fit yet. But with every step, you grow into it. With every choice to honor your truth instead of your fear, you grow into it. With every moment you choose alignment over approval, you grow into it. With every breath where you stay present in the stretch instead of running back to what's comfortable, you grow into it. You don't wait until you feel like the new you. You become them through the way you move. And one day, maybe sooner than you think, you'll look around at the life you're living and realize, this is what I used to pray for. You'll realize that you are the version of you who can hold it now. Because you chose to meet the vision, not just dream about it. So if you're standing at the edge of becoming, if the new life feels close enough to taste but too big to claim, remember this. It's not about feeling ready. It's about deciding to move, to trust, to become, even in the unknown. Because the new life, it's not just waiting for you. It's waiting for the version of you who's willing to rise to meet it. Let's sit with that for a moment. Your new life is waiting. The one that matches your soul, your truth, your deepest alignment. But it asks something from you. It asks you to be willing to loosen your grip on who you've been, to release the identities that kept you safe but small, to grieve the version of you who helped you survive, and to step imperfectly, bravely into the version of you who's ready to live. And that's not easy work. It's tender, it's confronting, but it is the work that opens the door to the life that's truly yours. If you take nothing else from this episode, let this be it. You don't have to hate the old you to let them go. You can honor them. You can thank them. And then you can choose to release them. Because the next chapter needs all of you. Not just the parts that kept you safe, but the parts that set you free. So as you move through this week, I want to invite you to ground this reflection with a few gentle practices. In your journals, what version of me am I still clinging to? And what is it costing me to hold on? Write without judgment. Let the truth pour out. You're not here to shame yourself. You're here to see yourself clearly. Write a goodbye letter to an old identity or a role you're ready to release. Maybe it's the overachiever, the people pleaser, the caretaker, the perfectionist. Pour your heart into that page. Thank the part of you for what it gave you. And when you're ready, burn it, tear it up, or bury it. Let it be symbolic release, a way of saying, I honor you. and now I choose to move forward. One affirmation: I honor who I was, I trust who I am becoming, and I choose to move in alignment with the life that is calling me. Say it to yourself in the mirror. Write it on a sticky note. Let it become the background music to your becoming. And if this episode stirred something in you, if you're feeling that tug to step into your new life but you're not sure how to do it alone, my Start With Why Clarity Guide is here to support you. It's free, it's powerful, and it's designed to help you reconnect with your deepest purpose so you can move forward from a place of alignment. And if you're ready for deeper support, if you want a guide on the path of shedding, becoming, and stepping into your new life you're meant for, my one-on-one coaching program is open to you. You don't have to navigate this stretch alone. Thank you for being here, for listening with your heart open, for choosing courage over comfort. Your new life is waiting, and you are ready. Until next week, I'm Nicholas, and this is Metanoia Madness, signing off.